the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azma fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma Brothers and sisters, we reached the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam states, وَلَا يُمْكِنُ الْفِرَارُ مِنْ حُكُومَتِكَ. An escape from your domain is impossible. The Almighty Allah embraces everything and every being wholly and in its entirety. Nothing is outside His embracing authority because He is the absolute cause. He has created everything. And that's why He dominates everything. His power, His strength is infinite, and other strength are insignificant regarding or before His strength. All the beings have come to existence by His will, so He has been present before other beings, and they continue existence by His mercy. All the creatures continue to live because of His blessings. He is with all the creatures, and finally, they would all return to Him. As a result, He would exist after all beings. And how can then the creatures escape from His domain? لا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. Escape from your domain is impossible. An important, valuable tradition in this regard, dear listeners, reads, someone came to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and said, يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, I am a sinner, but cannot continue to be a sinner. So preach me. Imam alayhi salam stated, اِفْعَلْ خَمْسَةَ أَشْيَاءَ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شِئْتْ. Do 5 things and then commit any sin you want. Imam alayhi salam is going to make his heart aware. Listen. لَا تَأْكُلْ مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شِئْتْ. First, don't eat Allah's sustenance and commit sins. أُخْرُجْ مِنْ مَمْلَكَةِ اللَّهِ وَحُكْمِهِ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شِئْتْ. If you can, go outside the domain of Almighty Allah's authority and then commit sins. أُطْلُبْ مَكَانًا لَا يَرَاكَ فِيهِ اللَّهِ وَأَذْنِبْ مَا شِئْتْ. If you can, go where Allah would not see you and then commit sins. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ فَادْفَعْهُ عَنْكَ وَأَذْنِمْ مَا شِئْتْ. When the death angel comes to you, send him away and then commit sins. وَإِنْ سَاقَكَ مَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَلَا تَدْخُلْ فِيهَا وَأَذْنِمْ مَا شِئْتْ. When the hell angels want to throw you into the hellfire, don't enter it. And then commit sins. Oh Allah.
I beg, as one whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So if man wants to escape from anything, he would escape from his own ignorance and go toward knowledge, from unknown to apparent, and escape from the creatures to the creator, so that he would benefit from worldly and heavenly advantages, divine paradise. He would benefit from his mercy, from the permanent prosperity the Almighty Allah has promised. Such an escape is in fact moving from wrongdoing to common sense. This is by far the only available kind of escape in this world, from the world to hereafter. This is the kind of escape that is available to us, from the hell to the paradise. And this is the kind of escape the Almighty Allah has, he himself has recommended. Whatever you are, wherever you are, you will return to him, because you continue existence by his mercy, you continue your existence by his blessings. And the Almighty Allah wants you to escape from Satan to himself, to Almighty Allah. So I think it is really practical for all of us to bear in our minds that if we want to commit any sins, we consider five things that Imam Hussein alayhi salam told the one who asked him to preach. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To